All right, players, here we go. Big Mike of Full Effect, man, with my boy Tony Maceo. We just waking up, man. We just now seeing that the homie, man, Young MGTOW Fox is throwing together a little response, man. And this will be a fresh response. We don't know what he's going to say. We don't know if the player's going to respect his elders or if he's going to come off greasy like he did last time. So this is fresh for us as it is for y'all. So this is a response. You know what I mean? We're going to be, a reaction video to his video. So we'll see what the young man has to say. Do a two-hour, what we do? A two-and-a-half-hour joint dedicated to him?
Yeah.
You know, he should feel, you know, good about that, man. You know what I mean? We invested a lot of time in speaking to this young man, trying to correct his behavior. So, without further ado, let's roll, bro.
Let's get back with another one. I'm about to do a response to Max City, Fat Mike and Tony. They just got back to me, and they roasted me pretty hard, but let me start off by giving them a respect, because I didn't think they was actually going to get back to me, and they did. I only got 4 subscribers, or maybe like 5 subscribers. I don't know. I don't know if I even got too many or if I lost some. They the only motherfuckers keeping count. I'm not really keeping count. But in their video, they gave me some harsh criticism. I'm alive. I still made it. But I still think that there's some points that I would like them to really holler at again. And I think that they're doing a gross generalization of the higher level MGTOW people, because I met a lot of high level MGTOW dudes that is, you know, not really out here hating women, not really out here running from women, still interacting with women.
Stop.
But at the same,
we're not critiquing higher level MGTOW people. We're critiquing extreme level.
But I think that's what he's calling higher level.
Right.
See, to him, those guys would be equivalent to monks.
Right.
Those guys would be equivalent to the wizards of MGTOW.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, gross generalization, this is what they're saying. I'm not generalizing them. This is what they're saying. This is what they're exhibiting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving to you what they're giving to me.
Right.
So I don't understand what people are saying that we get wrong when we're only repeating what these motherfuckers are saying.
Right.
I don't get that. I understand it doesn't look pleasant. I understand it doesn't look good. I understand it doesn't reflect well on you for you to be someone who is not interested in women. And that after all is your tagline. You going your own way. So if that's what you are, stand up for it. Don't be ashamed of it. It's what it is. I'm not mad at you. It's what it is. But then don't come at everybody else that still like pussy and try to throw them under the bus. Mm. Don't come at everybody else that still attracted to women and throw them under the bus. If you want to be celibate, if you want to be an incel and be proud of it. Hell, I'm a trick. I'm proud of it.
Mm. Mm.
Be who you are and be proud of who you are.
I just wanted to clarify that. Go ahead.
At the same time, you've got to take into consideration things like Pence rules, things like the new Wall Street article that just came out. If you want me to link it to you, I guess you can PM me. I'll give you my Discord, and you can get in contact with me. But Wall Street got rules on females, you know, private meetings with females. You know, a lot of top level execs is not doing it. MGTOW is getting forced onto people. And I don't like how he said it was a reaction to feminism, and I don't like it, but it is correct. It is a reaction to feminism. But you have to remember, for every action there is a reaction and then an opposing action. So you got to give the reaction before you get the opposing action, and the opposing action is the art of walking away or simply not dealing. We're not going to tolerate it anymore, and I don't think that's a less masculine thing to do.
Okay. Stop there. Well, here was my response to that. Okay, you are a reaction, but you are an extreme reaction. Just like feminism is an extreme reaction to men. This is an extreme reaction to women. Now, I see where he's going in a part of this. What he's talking about are the consequences and ramifications and the fallout of that Me Too shit.
No doubt.
Now, there, young man, we can find some points of agreement. We can find some common ground of understanding there. The only thing I said you said, well, that, you know, that Wall Street rules, they're not taking meetings alone with women. Let me tell you something, man. I understand where you're coming from, but it ain't gonna stop women from opening their legs to get what they want. It ain't gonna stop women from using their bodies to push themselves ahead. So I understand there's some dudes that don't want to get caught up, but you will still have some type of interaction with women wherever there's money, wherever there's power, there will be sex. There will be an interaction with women. It's just the nature of the game. All of those men on Wall Street, all of those powerful men on Wall Street are not going to go MGTOW. It's just not going to happen. All of those men on Wall Street, and you didn't say that in all fairness, you didn't make that statement, but I'm telling you, where there's money and where there's power, there will be pussy. That is unavoidable because women are hypergamous. That is one criticism that I've always agreed with MGTOW with. For saying is that women are openly hypergamous, but that's their nature. That's a part of the game. You can't stop that. That shit just happens. You know, you can't be mad at an animal for being what it is. But if and I give you that respect, if you choose not to deal with that, you choose not to deal with that. But that's just not something I'm afraid of. That's not something that causes me great concern. Now, can I be put in dangerous situations? Can we be put in dangerous situations? Yes. But thank God for the invention of the smartphone. Thank God for the invention of the camera. Right, Mac?
Shit, I have no problem with cats, man, basically, you know, expunging themselves from the situation, man. You know what I mean? That's never really been a point of contention with me. So him speaking on this and, you know, talking about how we may have a problem with cats basically taking themselves out of the equation, that's really not my problem, especially with Sean James as far as Ground Zero was concerned. I just thought that Sean was doing himself a disservice at some point by not allowing himself to go through the fire. You know what I mean? But I really don't have any problem with dudes doing what they feel they need to do to just skip over the bullshit, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, just for the record, letting cats know, you know, whatever you do, you know what I'm saying, do it, man. You know what I mean? Shit. That's what it is with me.
Well, and that's another generalization that he's headed towards, is that we're saying it's less masculine to get away from women, you know, to not want to be with a woman. And that's not what we were saying. Like my brother here said, our beef with, well, it wasn't beef, our criticism with Sean James was that when it came for him to stand up for himself with a man, he retreated. That he retreated. And in the very order that determines whether you are going to be an alpha male or beta male, Sean James chose his position. And when he chose his position, that position had an equal and opposite reaction, as you have very well pointed out in this video. When he chose to retreat, at the moment of truth, when he chose to retreat, he chose the slot that he was going to be in as far as what alpha males and beta males. And that choice has reverberations. It has consequences. It has repercussions in the dating world. How you carry yourself as a man reflects on how women treat you. I don't understand what's so hard for people to comprehend about that. Okay, not being attracted to you physically is one thing. I get that. Because I'm going to be honest, I'm not a motherfucker that women are running after. You know, but they know I'm going to stand my ground when it comes to them. And niggas know I'm going to stand my ground when it comes to them. And so the whole thing with Sean James, just to rehash it, was that Sean James was trying to thrust a label upon a man that he himself epitomizes. And so we thought that that was a bit hypocritical and disingenuous for him to do that. That's what the criticism was about. And that's all the criticism was about. If you want to, you know, be celibate, by all means, be celibate. We're not clowning you for being celibate. We're just saying we can't do it. But, you know, if that's what you want to do, do you. As they used to say in the old days, if you like it, I love it.
And also, I do realize that we are making some sort of an assumption when we're dealing with Sean James and what happened to him when he was 11 or 12 years old. A lot of people may contest that he didn't retreat. No, he didn't basically tuck and run or whatever. But from what we've seen and from what he said and what we heard, we deduced that he chose to basically expunge himself from the bullshit, you know what I mean, when it comes to the females and those so-called Pookie and Ray Ray niggas I was fucking with him and shit. So, you know, I do realize that some people will see it in a different light for whatever reason, but this is how we've seen it, and this is, what's a good word I'm looking for? This is our, it's the buckwheat, nigga.
This is our perception.
This is our perception of the shit. Thank you. Appreciate that, man. You know what I mean? But yeah, I do see that certain individuals, certain cats out there will probably see this in a different vein, in a different light. But this is just how me and Tony seen it. Just like how he said, MGTOW Fox said in the previous video, this is our opinion. I understand that.
It is also our perception that some people can be voluntarily celibate, but some people can have celibacy thrust upon them.
Right.
And we think that Sean James had celibacy thrust upon him, that he didn't have a choice. Now, that's a perception, that's an assumption, it may be wrong, but it's nevertheless our perception based on his own words and comments, based on his behavior, based upon what we've observed about him and based upon our experience of being out here in the streets and dealing with these women ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's our perception based on life experience. Could we be incorrect? We could very well be incorrect. I doubt that we are, but it's possible that we could be. So, forward.
Go ahead.
I think I can say at any moment, I'm fed up, you know? Enough is enough. And, you know, we're not bringing our value to the table if the circumstances is going to be like this. And I think that you didn't really holler at me with my slavery thing, you know? You didn't really holler at me at the fact of the matter that a lot of men, you know, maybe perhaps the majority of men didn't reproduce. They died in war. They did other things, you know?
That had nothing to do with what we were talking about. Right, that's right. Why I didn't holler at you back. That was such a gross deviation from the argument that wasn't even worthy of my response, because that's an argument I didn't make.
Right.
I gave you your bone when I said that all men do not go through that process, or all men maybe are not interested in women to the level that we are, or something to that effect. But I didn't say anything about slavery. Of course, there are some people that died during slavery. But of course, there are some people that died in war. But my choice was my argument was very simple, is that most men tend to have or seem to have a physical and a sexual attraction for women, unless you're a homosexual. Unless you want to deal with that exception, or unless you're killed in war, or unless you chose not to reproduce because of chattel slavery. But I think those are extreme examples. You're using extreme examples for a generality. See, you're doing the reverse of what we're doing. You're saying we're generalizing, but you're using the exception. You're trying to extrapolate the exception over the rule. And you took the argument totally out of context. You took it totally out of focus. I mean, if you want to discuss slavery with me, I'll discuss slavery with you. If you want to discuss history with me, I'll discuss history with you. But that had nothing to do with, you know, the coming of age narrative that we were dictating, the coming of age narrative that we were articulating in our position. You took it way over here. You took it way to an area where it didn't even apply.
So wait, so he brought that up as to say
that all men have not gone
through this process.
He said that all men don't reproduce. Because right. I guess he came with some false argument that we said that because I said it was a natural desire for men to be attracted to women, for men to want to screw. And I also said reproduction, it's wired into men for us to want to reproduce.
Right.
So he took the argument and he took it in a totally different direction and said, well, all men don't reproduce because explain what happened in chattel slavery.
Right.
Explain, just to be clear, a system that's forced on a man
right.
by somebody else who is reproducing, right. who is fucking their women. You see what I'm saying? So I didn't think that was a fair comparison. I didn't think that was a fair rebuttal. And I thought that rebuttal was wholly inappropriate. And it had no place in a discussion where we were talking about something that generally happens when men have a free will or have a free hand in expressing their sexuality, that men will often gravitate toward their sexual desires with women if they're given that opportunity. So I didn't see what slavery or anything historical had anything to do with it.
Mm. Okay, no doubt.
Or they became scholars. Look at Socrates, man. I don't think he had no kids, man. So you just got to take that into consideration, I guess, with me. But yeah, you was right to say that I shouldn't have spoke out on the video without learning the whole situation. Unfortunately, I wasn't provided with enough links or sufficient data in order.
True. Kudos to this young man. I like this young man. Yeah, that's all that we would require. But, you know, that's not necessarily your fault. Because, like I said, we put the majority of them joints in Patreon, you know, so that most cats would not be in their feelings and flag and stuff. You feel me? So
And tag it and strike the videos and all that shit.
So, you know, we fully understood, right, that you were not given all the materials to build the house. You know what I mean? But yet still, I do believe just that one video, the incel joint, man, should have been enough to kind of give you a clue. But yet still, I mean, by your own admission, you didn't listen to the whole joint. So, but yet still, once again, I applaud you for, you know, basically understanding that, man. You know what I mean? You did not necessarily have all the materials necessary to build that temple.
But to conduct my video, and I should have remembered my 48 laws, man, because I really embarrassed myself on this one. And I'll admit to that, you feel me? Because as a young man, I believe that value and character will guide me throughout my entire life. You know, I'm never going to say that I lied or I'm a liar or I'm a coward. And I think that not acknowledging your faults when you make them makes you a coward. And, you know, me,
I personally surrender, nigga, man.
But I never retreat, you know? I never retreat. You know, I think that Sean James also revealed some alpha qualities in his videos because he reveals himself and his weaknesses and his soft underbelly to the world.
Stop.
Everybody just sort of ridicule him.
What do you say to that? Do you feel that Sean has alpha qualities?
Let me see. I would say Sean James, if this young man, I'm going with his definition, is the strength, what he's saying essentially is the strength to be vulnerable.
Okay.
Sean James is showing the strength to be vulnerable, but that's not a, I would say Sean James is revealing a masculine aspect of his character.
Okay.
Because you and I have had discussions, we've done podcasts where we've talked about the problematic definitions of alpha and beta,
mm-hmm.
and how people use those definitions as absolutes. And so I don't, for the record, I've never really liked those definitions. I've never really liked them. I've always thought that the lines were blurry. And I always thought that what they meant by alpha, in a very real sense, was whether or not a woman is attracted to you.
Right.
That's the ranking order of how they're determining what's alpha and what's beta. My list was always more expansive.
Okay.
It was always other factors involved. So if we're talking about Sean James's ability to acknowledge his vulnerabilities as masculine, I'm comfortable with saying that. I'm not comfortable with saying that's alpha. I'm not comfortable with giving validity to a definition here. I'm going to remain consistent. I don't want to brutalize or demean someone with a definition that I myself don't believe in, or I myself may in some ways resemble. What would I look like brutalizing the next man with some shit that I've been brutalized with?
Okay.
See, that's my character. But that was never the issue with Sean James. The issue with Sean James is that he was doing exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Right.
So I would say he's being more honest and he's being more masculine by admitting his faults. I wouldn't say he's being more alpha or beta or theta or gamma or delta or epsilon or any of that other shit. So I would say he's being more masculine. He's owning up to whatever his faults are, whatever they are. And if that's what he's doing, he's facing his truth, and that to me is about being a man.
Okay. Also, I'll throw my two cents in there, you know what I'm saying? He's obviously alpha in the aspect that he is basically doing his own thing, you know what I mean, as far as his likes, his wants, you know what I mean, his hobbies and as well as his hustle, you know what I mean, where he's dealing with his books or whatever, you know what I mean? So he's definitely quote-unquote alpha in that aspect. So I just want to throw my two cents in on that joint.
And with more context, I understand that it wasn't more or less a harsh criticism from the outside in. I believe that you guys do know what you're talking about, and I was wrong to say that, so I'll admit what
I'm wrong. I like him!
And let me move on.
I like him, Tony!
Say that I learned a lot from this video, and I learned a lot from more of your videos, because I'm not an acolyte of Sean James. I had no idea who the fuck that was until I seen your video first.
What? Wait a second, nigga!
But I'm not gonna say that what? I don't have any problem.
What? Come on, man, for real. Big town, man, come on, man, for real. I don't know, Tony. You believe that, man?
No, I don't believe that. I believe he knew who Sean James was, because he wouldn't have jumped in 2 feet first if he wasn't an acolyte of Sean James. That I don't believe. Now, that you're not telling the truth about Fox. That you're lying about, because there's no way he came in guns blazing.
Mm-hmm.
He came in guns blazing. He had to know. You see, there's no way he couldn't have known.
I would look at him with the side eye on that one, man. You know, I don't know about that one, Fox. I don't know, but okay, all right.
You know, Sean James, but you already got to him, believe it or not. My problem with Sean James.
Oh, I know I got to.
He did on Kanye West, where he was hating on Kanye West for going to the president and for speaking about black issues, trying to get Larry Hoover out. Like, what kind of, like, why is that a bad thing? How do you, like?
Didn't we make a podcast about that? Kanye.
Yeah, I know that, but I think he's actually talking about that, because we did. I'm not sure.
No, I think he said that Sean James.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about Sean James's criticism.
Yeah, I know that.
Of Kanye West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I thought he was talking about how we basically critiqued Sean James. Mm-mm. About that.
That wasn't what he said, but I'll back up.
Back up.
Wait a minute. All right.
Okay. I'm not going to say that I don't have any problems with Sean James, but you already got to him, believe it or not. My problem with Sean James was that video he did on Kanye West, where he was
hating
on
Kanye West.
Yeah.
For going to the president.
He was talking about our podcast to Sean James. He said he thinks that we already got
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he already...
He said his problem with Sean James, I'm talking about the statement after that, where he said, look, he didn't even agree with Sean James.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he's saying that in the vein to say he's not really an acolyte of Sean James.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things that he disagrees with Sean James about. But it's the same thing we disagreed with Sean James about.
That. I think he just said, this is a disagreement you guys had. I think that's what
he
said.
No, he didn't say that.
He said we already got to him about that.
He said we got... I thought he was talking about our response to him on the Flat Top Diaries. That's what I was thinking he was saying, but...
Speaking about black issues, trying to get Larry Hoover out. Like, what was that video he did on Kanye West, where he was hating on Kanye West for going to the president and for speaking about black issues?
I think you're speaking on that.
Larry Hoover out. Like, what kind of... Like,
and he agrees
with you. Why is that a bad thing? How do you... Like, who cares about the way Kanye West was dressed to go meet his president? The president isn't a fucking king. Nigga, I can go meet the president like this. I just got out of work. Come on. That shit don't matter to anybody with a real brain that's actually, like, focusing on, bro.
I like
Jesus Christ walked around with sandals.
I like him, Tony. Nobody I like him.
You know, and I'm not sitting here co-signing Sean James. If y'all didn't get to Sean James or Kanye West, best believe I would've. But... That just goes to show, the more I learned about Mac City and what Big Mike and Tony was doing, the more I actually came in agreement with them. And I believe that we is more in common than we are enemies. And a good example is
damn
that
right.
Trump. I couldn't believe the stance that Big Mike took on Donald Trump. And that's a similar stance that I take. I don't believe that Donald Trump is a racist. I believe that he's just an asshole. He's a hustler. I don't believe that.
Well, he did his homework. I think he did his homework.
Betrayed itself by betraying Donald Trump. It showed his true colors. So, and not only that, I was wrong to put myself above Big Mike with his
stop.
Or what I interpreted to be Ebonics, because
I'm humbled, my friend. His humility is making me humble. I don't know what to do. I was all set to go in on this young man, but now I feel nothing but love. and an affinity for this man. Ah. Ah. What am I to do, Tony? I woke up this morning ready to put this man on the grill. God damn it. Damn you, Fox. Ah, oh well.
He said he actually, it's refreshing that he's actually listening to more of the content.
Right.
That he's actually putting things into context. And I think he is right overall. We do have a lot more in common. There's a lot more common points of understanding and mutual agreement than there is points of contention. And that's what we've always said about MGTOW. We have never invalidated their criticisms of women.
Right.
We have always given them their props when it came to a correct assessment of the fuckery that women are involved in. We've always said that, even when we did the podcast, I mean, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, when we found out who they were, and they did the gentleman did the Batman and Ra's al Ghul comparison.
Right.
And we spoke about that on the podcast. We always agreed that, you know, their assessments were correct. We just thought their measures were a bit extreme for us. We just didn't see that it was necessary, you know, to use a sledgehammer to kill a fly.
Okay.
You see, so it wasn't any serious disagreement with their assessment. It was their response and their methodology. So if we have the same outlook when it comes to women, we should not quibble about the methodology, because as you yourself pointed out, there are different levels of MGTOW. There are different levels of MGTOW that still deal with women. But our criticisms had nothing to do with those guys. It had to do with the guys that, you know, wanted to do a wholesale retreat from women and then wanted to castigate men who were still dealing with women.
So, it's a beautiful thing, Tony.
Yeah. So good so far, but we still got 5 minutes.
As long as he stays,
you know, where he is now, he's good. But I'm waiting.
Simply because I'm from a different part of the country, I don't have the same accent. But I know what it feels like to be judged based on the color of your skin and your voice. So I shouldn't have done that. Being a black man, I shouldn't have done that. That was cardinal sin. That was That was the worst thing I did. And I understand why he made such a joke on me. And it was warranted. And it was warranted. So there's nothing I can say about that.
He's a smart young man.
This video under 4 minutes. Let me see if I... under 5 minutes. Let me see if I can keep it under 10 minutes.
Smart, sir!
So after this, I hollered at Sean James. I don't believe Sean James has got back to me yet. Or at least the day I filmed this video, I hollered at Sean James. What I want is... Because I believe that, you know, you guys do have some exposure. But for me to say that Sean James is my brother, you can't run away from my fight. None of my brothers run away from fights. And if there is something that Sean James has, I believe that he does have to defend himself. And if he chooses not to because he thinks you guys are beta males, or did he call you menstruals? Which is fucked up, but that's some shit. I think that he should have to debate what you said about him. I think that he should take into consideration, because, I mean, I don't leave my name out there on the street to get dragged in the mud like that. I don't believe that Sean James should do the same thing either. But to this day, I didn't really change my opinion on the video. I still believe I defended Sean James's right to govern himself and to be a level 4, level 5 MGTOW. I'm not exactly sure what he claims to be.
I defended Sean James's right to do that.
Right.
What I didn't defend is Sean James using those definitions to brutalize other people.
Right.
Now Sean James is being a bully. You understand? And again, like I said before, it's bad when the strong oppress the weak. It's worse when the weak oppress the weak. So I didn't understand why Sean James had all this venom, you know, towards other men in the manosphere, especially someone like an Alan Roger Curry with receipts and a track record. And Sean James had no receipts.
He probably
had no
doesn't
track.
Even know about that little tiff.
Oh,
that,
he doesn't know.
Wait. Before we, let's backtrack and inform Fox about why we initially did our little expose on Sean James in the first place. Can you do that?
Yes. Sean James's liberal use, not only was the Kanye video, because I didn't know who he was until the Kanye video. And what he came with was this proper Negro etiquette that you so eloquently have chose to dissent from. When he was talking about how Kanye was at the house with the hat on and so forth and so on. But when it came to Alan Roger Curry, with a man whom I think you are very familiar with, Mr. Fox, Sean James called Alan Roger Curry a blue pill simp.
Right,
was it?
Right.
He called Alan Roger Curry a blue pill simp. Mm-hmm. And he never really gave a criticism for Alan Roger Curry being designated as a blue pill simp, other than the fact that Alan Roger Curry is a man who likes women.
Right.
You see, Sean James drew first blood, young man. Sean James came into the arena and drew first blood. He just never thought anyone was going to draw it back. So when he came in here, initially, and I'll be honest with you, initially, like Sean James said, the girl said in his video, she felt sorry for him. Mm-hmm. When I heard and saw Sean James on YouTube, I felt sorry for him.
Right.
Because I saw Sean James as the epitome of a crippled or mentally handicapped little boy that everybody fucks with.
Right.
I saw Sean James as prey. I saw Sean James as meat. I saw Sean James as somebody that needed to be protected. And I was hesitant to even do it, but then when I started thinking about him having the nerve to pick on someone else, I thought that Sean James deserved to be criticized. Mm-hmm. And I still think that Sean James deserves to be criticized. Mm-hmm. So now you got all this true grit and all this venom for Alan Roger Curry, but when someone comes back, now you want to, you know, you want to button up your collar and you want to walk this higher path. Well, I'm not even going to respond. I'm stepping over these beta male centers. You know, yeah. Now all of a sudden you want to get high and mighty, but when it was time to get down, now you're backing up. Uh-huh. Now when we bring the challenge, he did a response video, which is more than I thought he would do. Uh-huh. But when it's really time to get down and go hard in the paint, now you want to button up your shirt and you want to call us minstrels and you don't even want to respond to us. And now you want to play the victim role. We want to deplatform you and we want to tear down your platform. Nobody, we want you to make money. We wanted Sean James to make money. So it wasn't that we had a problem with him being himself. We had a problem with him being other than himself. Mm-hmm. And step into someone else who had done nothing to him, who had said nothing to him. We saw Sean James trying to be a bully. And we know we may be incorrect, but I would suspect that if there are a lot of things that Sean James isn't, and a bully is one of them. Do you agree?
That he is a bully?
He is not a bully.
Oh, no, he's not a bully.
He's not a bully.
No.
So if he's not a bully, then I couldn't understand why he was acting like one. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If that's not you, if you ain't about that life, stay on the porch. Mm-hmm. I'm not about that life either, but I would never call somebody out. And then when I call them out, you know, then I don't respond to these juvenile insults from these beta male simps.
And he never really did respond to our shit, man. You know what I mean? He just basically talked about, you know, he played the victim card, how they just pick it on me because I'm great and I'm awesome and I'm doing things that they would never do. You
know? They're just jealous of
poor
me.
Poor shit. You know what I'm saying? He never talked about the meat or the core of our video, man, where we was basically talking about, you know, his life and his experience and whatnot. So that's what we wanted him to respond to, man. See if our assessments of how he grew up and how he reacted to certain situations when he was coming up, how did he feel about how we assessed it? That's what we really wanted a response to.
And that's what got Rusty Balls on his ass.
No doubt.
That's what worked Rusty Balls up. Uh-huh. You got the nerve to be out here trying. If comic books is what you do, then do comic books, then do you and succeed at what you do. But don't be out here trying to grill somebody. Don't come out here and get all gangster and true grit. You know, don't get full of piss and vinegar now. When you approaching your 40s and you ain't never been full of piss and vinegar, but now you full of piss and vinegar at a man that didn't even critique you. I would wager that Alan Roger Curry barely knew who you were.
Right.
And if it wasn't for Obsidian, a lot of other people wouldn't know who you are. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was the thing. I don't disparage Sean James's right to be himself. If he wants to be an incel, be an incel, but don't shit on the next man for liking pussy. Mm.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and I sincerely doubt that Sean James will respond to you, Fox, because he is a big-time YouTuber, sir, so he has no time for people who are just I don't know, underneath him, his under, I won't call you an underling or whatever, because you basically expressed that you're no such thing, but this nigga, man, he don't let YouTube go to his head, man. Let me let y'all know something about me and Tony, man. Me and Tony will respond to whoever, whenever, however. It don't matter how many subs you got. It don't matter how many clicks or views or whatever. You know what I'm saying? If you have something to say and you have a disagreement, man, we about that, man. We gonna fuck with you, man. We gonna go into the arena and we gonna handle that, man. So, yeah, man, we don't care about who is who or who's popular or any of that monkey business, man. Shit, no doubt.
Take this as a lesson, Mr. Fox. We responded to you. Sean James hasn't.
Because you're a weak beta male, Fox. I'm just fucking with you, man. According to Sean James.
Yeah. You know according to Sean James.
Because you don't have enough views and you don't have enough subscribers, man. You try to tear Sean down. Go ahead, man.
Your videos that you just you dropped in the description about marriage was insanely informative. I actually learned a lot.
I'm a subscriber.
Man, yeah, y'all, it's a tragedy, the videos that, I mean, the views that you're not getting. It's a tragedy, the views that you're not getting, because this shit is really informative. Once I heard the Kanye West, I was like, you know what, this nigga's really on his shit, bro. He's not uneducated. You know, Big Mike drops good content.
This is my new,
you know,
best friend, son. He's
not the one making the images. You know, I stepped out of line, and
this
I got
my best friend, son.
And, I'm going to take my wax on the chin, and I'm going to post another video response, and I'm going to tell y'all exactly how this hit me, and I learned from it, and I'm just going to move on with it. You know, if y'all want to, you know, keep going at me in the comment section, I deserve it. So,
We're not going to do that.
Nah.
We're not going to do
man,
that.
Man, that's my nigga right here, boy. Right,
yeah, I want to holler at Sean James. I want to get me, Sean James, you and Tony into some sort of chat or whatever, even if it's text-based, because you said you didn't want to hear us, you didn't want to call
stop,
us.
Stop, stop, stop.
Which is fine, you know? You pick the terms.
Once again, it's really not that important to us, man. We don't really get two shits about what Sean, his reactions or his, I don't know, explanations or...
It's
not really not that deep, man. You know, we said what we had to say. And if he wanted to respond to it in video, fine and good, man. But like I said, it's not really that deep with us, bruh. It's not really, you know, we not sitting up waiting on pins and needles for this nigga to say anything to us. We don't give two fucks about that shit, man. You know what I mean? So you wanting to get us all together to parlay is commendable. You know what I mean? We believe that it's a good thing for, you know, fellas to get together and exchange notes. You know what I mean? To come to some sort of consensus about things. But in this instance, it's really not necessary, man. We said what we had to say. And Sean James, he's a bougie-ass nigga right now. You know, he's, you know, on this plateau where no one can touch him because he's got 8,000 subscribers. You know, he's the biggest, the best YouTuber ever created now. It's like, nigga, get a grip, man. Stop smelling yourself with this stupid ass shit, man. But yeah, man, it's not that deep to us, man. You know what I mean? I'm sitting here, right, and this does my heart good, man. You know what I mean? When I'm sitting down and whenever anybody hollers at me and, you know, we first have a little tiff, you know what I mean? We have a little bit of a fracas. And then we come to an agreement, man. You know what I mean? When all is said and done, when all the facts are in order, when everything is reviewed, and we act like men and we sit down and be like, okay, we give each other dap, give each other props on certain things that was said, you know what I mean? When certain things are fleshed out. That does my heart good, man. I'm like, you know what I mean? This right here has made my day. This, I'm trying to tell you, man, when I go to work tonight, I'm going to be cheesing from ear to ear, man, because just to see the wisdom in this young man, you know what I mean? And not just because, you know, he's agreeing with the shit we said, but due to the fact that he's man enough to admit
when he's wrong.
When he's wrong. Something as simple as that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He basically said, okay, I jumped the gun on it. You know what I mean? I did not necessarily know what I was talking about, you know, pertaining to you cats. And you can, man, that's some manhood shit right there. You know, I would be surprised if he was raised by a single mother, because that's some shit that.
That's what men do.
You know, what he's doing, this is what men do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I love to see shit like this. You know what I mean? So my props to you, Mr. Fox. No doubt, man. My props go to you.
Mr. Fox, I think that dialogue leads to understanding. I don't think this subject is that deep, but let me assure you, if Sean James wants to have a discussion, I have a discussion with Sean James. We just don't think it's that important, because truthfully, we don't really disagree with what Sean James is and what he represents. We disagree when Sean James tries to portray what he is not. That's what we critiqued him for. But his value system and his beliefs and his philosophies and his positions, those are his own, and he's free to have those. But he's not free to impose that on other people. He's not free to victimize other people with a definition that he himself epitomizes. He's not free to do that. But if he wants his philosophies and his principles, he can have those. We're not in disagreement, in serious disagreement, with any aspect of MGTOW as it relates to an assessment of female character and sexuality. So it's just not that deep with us to have a discussion. But if you should find it overwhelming to want to have one, I'd have one with him, but there's really nothing to discuss, because there's no real point of contention other than when Sean James steps outside of his lane and tries to bully other people. That was the only critique we had. So, I mean, dialogue produces understanding. We wouldn't turn away, but it's just other things to do in life. We have other matters to be concerned with other than that. Mr. Fox, we do, but it's not anything we would run from if given the chance, okay? But in the end, it's just not that important to me to sit here and rehash Sean James's principles when he's already stated what his principles are. He's already stated what his philosophy is, and it does no good. It's not productive to me to sit in a circle jerk session with him for him to tell me what he's already told me. So,
shit.
That's where I'm at.
All right. Or we gonna get it set up somehow. I'm not just doing this for the attention. I'm doing it for philosophy. Because under all this, I'm just a philosopher. I enjoy
me too.
Other people's points of
I'm
view.
I'm a philosopher too. Clashing
ideologies and clashing thought processes. And I believe that's the greatest battle. That's the most powerful battle a nigga could have. Y'all can fight in the street and it ends in like what?
Prison.
3 minutes, you feel me? 3 minutes of good tussling. Y'all could argue and it couldn't end in years, you know? But I believe that Sean James has to defend himself. Not only that, he has to, if he were truly a man, an alpha male, which I believe that Sean James has some alpha male tendencies. You know, he's really out here showing his underbelly, showing his weaknesses to the world on YouTube. And that's powerful, yo. That's real powerful.
True.
But I believe you gotta defend yourself, bro. You have to defend. Don't, how are you gonna let these niggas talk to you like that, talk on your name like that? I don't care what neighborhood you're from. That's always bitch. But I'm gonna try and holler at Sean James. Sean James don't know me. Why would he block me? Why would he run around me? Why would he ghost me? You feel me? And yeah, before that, on the topic of ghosts, right before the video ends, I think that level 4 and 5 MGTOWs, especially level 5 MGTOWs, the highest level you can go where you ghost society completely, that is one of the most powerful acts that you can do, because, you know, we're not original in doing so. You said so yourself. This is not the first time a nigga done this. I have my big homie, you know, shout out to Old Man Z. He be in I believe it's Humble Hermit Discord chat, Humble Hermit. He a YouTuber, and you know, he lives off the grid, man. How hard, you know, that's difficult, bro. That's real difficult, you know. He's self-sufficient in every way, you know. So imagine a nigga who's like that, you know. Imagine a nigga who could do that for himself, who could actually survive in the wilderness, man. Because I'm not gonna front, man. Without my car, and without my parents, and without my without McDonald's, niggas would really starve to death out there, bro. I wasn't taught the skills in order to survive on my own 2 feet. I don't think there's anything wrong with admitting that. Because, you know, I am what I am. But with that being said, see, I'm Mintel Fox, checking out.
Man.
What up, y'all?
Man. I just made my day, man. That was beautiful, boy. A young man acknowledging, you know what I mean, his faults and acknowledging when he's wrong. That's so rare.
And that's righteous. That's especially righteous on a Sunday.
That's righteousness, man.
You know, so, I mean, I don't... We're good. I don't particularly have any vitriol. I don't have any vitriol, young man, and I don't have any more harsh words. As far as I'm concerned, this is dead. I find you to be an honorable adversary. I find you to be an honest and insightful young man. I don't have any words of derision for you. I don't have any words of insult from you. As far as I'm concerned, this is done. Now, as far as Sean James, I can't tell you what Sean James is gonna do, and I can't tell you what he's gonna do. He can't tell you what he's gonna do. But Sean James said that he's stepping over us because
we're beta males
and minstrels. So I can't guarantee you what Sean James is gonna do, and I can't tell you what he's gonna say. But in the grand scheme of things, whatever Sean James has to say, with respect to his philosophy, I can hear out his philosophy and understand where he's coming from. But if Sean James is going to come on here and attempt to try to assert some type of hierarchy over me, that's not going to go well. If Sean James tries to assert some type of illusory hierarchy over Max City or over my partner, that's not going to go over well. Because we know what Sean James is in the food chain. It's just not going to happen. And seeing as though we're minstrels and we're not worthy of a thoughtful response from him, we're not even worthy enough of him to completely watch his video, I doubt you will be worthy of him. And I'm not saying that. That's not any shade towards you.
Right.
That speaks to Sean James's arrogance in that he believes he doesn't have to respond to anyone. And maybe he doesn't have to respond to anyone. Maybe he does believe that he's on to bigger and better things. And if that's what he is about, then so be it. But again, you have proven yourself to be an honorable young man, and I have no conflicts, no debts, no grudges with you at all. As far as I'm concerned, again, this is a bright spot on a Sunday, you know, which is welcomed in this cold ass city with snow everywhere. I don't have any venom or any type of animosity or hostility whatsoever. It's done. I said my piece, and I stand by my piece. We will always defend ourselves over here. We don't give a damn how many views a person has. We don't care. We will always stand up for our principles and what we believe in and our philosophy and what we believe is the truth. We're not saying that you have to believe that, but this is the things that we have discovered in life. These are our epiphanies and revelations. These are the things that we have come to understand is true based upon our existence. We've always said, let every man practice the art that suits him. So if this is not for you, that's fine. Then go do you. But what you can't do is transgress. What we can allow is for you to trespass. That has to be dealt with swiftly, and it has to be dealt with harshly. So that's why we came at you so harshly, because you were transgressing and you were trespassing without all the information.
It wasn't that harsh, man.
Well, I mean, to him it was harsh. To him maybe it was harsh. I don't know. But whatever the case may be, that's what got that response. Mm. So when you started, you know, elucidating your points in the prior video, we had already said that. We had already been there. We had already been there and back. So we didn't have any disagreement with you. Our disagreement was a critique of Sean James's, who has not been there and back, you see. Mm-hmm. So we were pointing out that Sean James, in essence, if he was trying to do that, he was really the great pretender. And mm-hmm. we were just pulling his slip and saying, yo, we see you. That's all we were saying is, yo, we see you. So, I mean, you welcome to wait for Sean James' response. I won't.
if you, you are welcome to wait for him to get back to you. I won't. I think Sean James is not going to get back to anybody that is not putting him on a pedestal. He got back to Obsidian. He didn't have a problem with Obsidian because, one, Obsidian had views. You know, that angry male demographic that he speaks to is parcel for the course for Sean James's ideology. And plus, he was a bit laudatory and congratulatory towards Sean James. So people are always going to respond to people that are congratulatory towards them in their position. And I'm not saying that he shouldn't be, but I'm just saying Obsidian is not hostile ground for Sean James. So he's going to feel quite comfortable going there and anywhere else. But again, I'm not going to lose any sleep waiting on Sean James, and I would suggest that you not either.
I ain't never been in no position where I'm waiting on this nigga to respond to shit I say. Fuck that nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't waiting on nobody to respond to me, you gay ass shit. Hey, when we dealing with this whole YouTube thing, man, and, you know, I can understand if Sean James doesn't respond to every cat or whatever. It all depends on how many people is making videos about him. I don't see nobody really making videos about him, you know what I mean? If you have, like, a big-time YouTuber, like a Tommy Sotomayor, he can't respond to everybody that talks shit about him, you know what I mean? He would be, he'd be at his computer all day.
He never sleep.
You know what I mean? So I can understand why if you get to a certain level, you don't respond to people because you just don't have the time. You got to basically sit back and you got to see who's worth your time. You know what I mean? Who is actually on my level where I would actually warrant a response? You know what I mean? But I don't really see Sean James in that vein. I don't see anybody really talking shit about Sean James, you know what I mean? So I don't think he can actually use that excuse of why he wouldn't respond to a MGTOW Fox or wouldn't respond, you know, to me and you, Tony. You know what I mean?
That brought about the whole, that was the reason for the podcast in the first place.
Right.
Was Sean James' delusion of grandeur.
Right.
Sean James said straight up he wasn't going to deal with us. He said straight up he wasn't going to respond to us. He said he was stepping over beta male Negroes, the Afro-American beta male Negro. Uh-huh. He was stepping right over us. He didn't intend to respond because we were talking about things like Flat Top Diaries. He said straight out that he wasn't going to respond to us. And again, Sean James is, at the end of the day, Sean James is monumentally so unimportant to me in terms of what his platform represents because, he has the right to do whatever he wishes. What he didn't have the right to do, again, was to brutalize other people like him or to verbally or to do it on podcast or in video to brutalize people just like him. And I would say that for anybody, but Sean James says that we're not important enough for him to respond to. That's what he said. We're not that. He sitting up there with 8,000 subs, 8,000 some odd subs, we're not important enough. Even though we have equal amount, if not more views than him, our videos have equal amount, if not more views than him, with half the number of subscribers.
You know, and I would like to respond to cats and say, well, you know, he ain't responding to y'all, but y'all responding to him, so it's obvious, you know, who's in control and who has the power here. Man, you can chalk it up however the fuck you want, man, you know what I mean? I'm not gonna blow smoke up my own skirt and say that he's not an interesting character and that I've been having fun kind of low-key fucking with the nigga, you know what I mean, for the past, you know, 2-3 weeks, you know what I'm saying? So, all right, I'll give him that. Yeah, he's sitting back in the cut. I guess we giving him shine. We giving him relevance by even speaking on him, you know, but it's not that type of party over here, man. We don't we don't have inflated egos, man. You know, we're not stating, well, we're too big to respond to such and such, or we're too big to acknowledge such and such. You know, we ain't on that gay ass shit, man. You know what I mean? Go ahead, step into the arena and let's get it, man. It don't matter who you are, it doesn't matter how many subs you got, it doesn't matter how many views you got, you know what I mean? If you got something to say, say it, and you know, we'll get it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, for those who say that you know, Sean is owning us because he ain't uttering our names, but every, I don't know, it was about 5-6 videos where Sean has kind of like been the discussion. I like, you know, hey, you win, fuck it. You know what I mean? Yeah, he is, he has been good source material. I ain't gonna front.
Well, again, like I said, it's Sean James's. You'd be lucky, but I'm not gonna wait for Sean James's response. And again, I don't think that you should either. So, with that being said, thank you for bringing this discussion back to the center, such as it is. Again, I find you to be an honest and honorable young man. And with that being said, powerandstrategy.com, if you want to check my articles on the Negro Manosphere on Tuesday, which every day is where they drop, and also on my Black Nationalist website. I'm just fucking with you, man. I'm just fucking with you. Powerandstrategy.com. MaxCity.com, please support MaxCity on Patreon, because there's some classic shit in there. It's a lot of good information in there that you know you can learn from. Check out, of course, support Max Patreon support. Join the site if you're so inclined. If you're into porn, join the site. Of course, support him on PayPal. My PayPal is wayofstrategy44@gmail.com. That's my Patreon, Way of Strategy. My PayPal is wayofstrategy44@gmail.com. My Patreon is Power of Strategies. My website is Power of Strategy. Like and share the articles and subscribe to the website. And with that being said, again, young man, I don't know what to say, because I came here prepared to go in on you. I was sitting here waiting with my hair standing up on the back of my neck, just waiting to attack. But, you know, in the end, you know, you came forth and you admitted where you were wrong, and you said that you didn't listen to our body of work. And so, you know, I'm not somebody that just likes to squabble just to squabble. So with that being said, man, peace to you, shalom, assalamu alaikum, hotep, whatever the case may be, we're good.
Mm. All right, shit. Concerning the Patreon and my website, a lot of cats you got to understand, man. My website, maxcity.com, it is not what you would call your standard, quote-unquote, adult entertainment porn site. It's more so a documentary of my life and times in these streets with these females, man. So don't go in there expecting to see no fly ass dimes. You know what I mean? I might have some eights, some sevens and eights, maybe a nine in that bitch. You know what I mean? But I did not go to model agencies. I didn't go anywhere where you could actually pick up these broads pre-made. You know what I mean? Because none of these females are actually models. I had to go and hit the streets and actually convince these females put in that work, man, whether it was on the pimping or whether it was on the porn. So once again, don't go to Max City expecting to see no fly, super fly ass bitches. It's not that type of website. It's just me out there popping my whip, seeing who's gonna buy what the fuck I'm selling. All right, so same way as like I said, in the Patreon, man, you're gonna see some females in there that bruh, you know what I mean? You'd be like, ugh, you know, why the fuck would you be posting pictures of this bitch? You know what I mean? Because number one, you know, if you're pimping, you'll take a pig in a wig as long as she's paying you. You know what I mean? It's not about, you know, getting the flyest bitch. It's about getting a female that's going to go ahead and put some money in your pocket, man. So there's a lot of so-called busted-ass females that's putting money in my pocket, and I'm chronicling their life and their times. You know what I'm saying? So once again, it is not a porn site just to be a porn site. It is my life and travels, my journey in these streets, dealing with these females, big, tall, fat, skinny, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And also, I'm uploading tons of audio shows back from early 2000s or mid 2000s pertaining to, I don't know if we got any old heads out there who understand who Payroll the Pimp is, who know who Chronic Cast
Central.
Chronic Cast Central is, Trash Man, Pimpin' Ken. I got all sorts of audio shows in there where before YouTube was prevalent, you know, it was me and a whole bunch of other cats beefing and going crazy and going ham on each other, man, in the mid-2000s, man, you know what I mean? So a lot of the old heads who understand, who was around for the golden era podcast, you know, I'm uploading a lot of that shit also, man. So if you want to see some vintage payroll shit, yeah, I got a lot of that shit on deck up in the Patreon. And of course, the Sean James videos, because I'm still getting emails. I gotta say, man, you know, the Sean James shit has been quite lucrative. Yes, it has, because cats, they want to hear us roast this nigga. And I had to go ahead and put that shit about Patreon. So, yeah, that shit is in the Patreon. Once again, want to reiterate, man, the Patreon and the whole Maxity.com joint. So it's a documentary, man. It's a reality show. It's not what you would call a full-fledged porn site. You know what I mean? You're going to see porn in it, you know what I mean? But that's really not the focus.
Let me, before we get out of here, bro, right. I would like for you to expound on that a bit before we get into enlighten. Now, you said that they weren't nines or tens. They weren't models.
Right. Okay?
But let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take someone like, let's say, the Warrior Princess.
Uh-huh.
If someone saw the Warrior Princess dolled up, wouldn't you say she's sexually attractive?
Shit, even if she ain't dolled up, she's sexually attractive.
She's sexually attractive.
Hell yeah.
You take someone like the Boss Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I would wager that there's a good number of niggas that want to get up in her.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, the moral of the story is that the best porn is not necessarily these women that you find from these modeling agencies and from these call girl places. It's the girl next door to you. It's what we said on like 3 or 4 podcasts before.
Mm-hmm.
The women that are the most, that seem to be the most attractive and desirable. See, everybody likes to desire a fantasy, but what happens when the fantasy comes in what you think is an unconventional package, or what comes in, it comes in the wrapper of the girl you see every day, because you may have this girl who you may see her in one light, and then you find out that she off the chain. You find out that she, you know, getting trains ran on her.
Mm-hmm.
You find out that she just about that life when it comes to sex. You develop a healthy attraction to a girl, even if she is not your ideal woman, because you are attracted not just to her physicality, but to her command of her sexuality, her control of sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
So my point being, one does not necessarily have to be a 10 to be attracted.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Ron Will said the same thing. He said a lot of y'all are chasing 10s when what you probably need is a real cool 7 or a cool 8.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a necessity that you run behind this image, because when they take off all that makeup and all those accoutrements, I saw how one of the girls she was on the Cosby Show and on a different world, the dark skinned girl. I forget what her name is, but she was actually on primetime television. And when you see her without all that makeup and without all that shit on,
mm-hmm.
she looks like a slimmer version of Niecy.
Okay.
I'm sorry I called her name. But they won't know who that is.
Uh-huh.
She looks like a really, really hood version of what you would see on Max. She looked like she could be a girl on Max City.
Right.
You know. And a lot of these porn actresses and starlets and models, if you take off all that makeup and take off all that weave and all that shit they doing, they would look like the girls on this site. If you go back to, let's say, the reality porn of the late 1990s with Jake Steed, Freaks, mm-hmm. Holes, and Flows.
Right.
You see, he didn't come up with women that were particularly slick in the face. Some of them were. Most of them weren't. You see what I'm saying? They were everyday hood chicks off the block. And there was a really grimy edge to his porn that made it stand out. You know, and he included the rap. He had, you know, people in there like Cocaine. Y'all don't know who that is. A Los Angeles rapper from the mid to late 90s. He had, I think he had, what's the guy from the Flip Mode Squad? Had him in there. I forget these people's names, but he had him in there from the Flip Mode Squad. Spliff Star, I think that was the guy's name, had him in there. He had E-40's sister in there, Sugar T. He had Jewel in there from Death Row. So there was this element of really keeping things authentic. And when they kept it authentic, the women that were used in these videos were women that you would see in Max City. So when you say they may not be dimes, they're still fuckable and they're still attractive. They're a little more than fuckable. They are actually attractive. So when you, if you tune into Mac City, arguably, you're going to see the same women that you could arguably see in a porno, that you would arguably see in Booty Talks, a West Coast production.
Right.
Because all those are a hood bitches made up. You see? So that's a lesson. Never judge a book by its cover. And you definitely can't judge us by our cover. That is the moral of this story. That is the concept of Mac City. That is the concept of this podcast and of, you know, the website. Never judge a book by its cover.
Also, the Patreon, understand, I will not be uploading any porn in the Patreon. I had someone hit me up, you know, they want to see some porn in the Patreon. I'm not putting porn in the Patreon. I am putting some explicit photos in there, you know what I mean? But there will be no sex acts in the Patreon. So all that will be in the Mac City main site, maccity.com. And I fully understand that, you know, a lot of y'all are not necessarily signing up for the Patreon to see any of that monkey business, you know what I mean? You're there for, you know, higher vibration discourse. And like I said, it's going to be something in the Patreon for everybody, man. You know what I mean? High, middle, and low. You know, you feel me? So let me tell you, there's going to be tons of reasons why to sign up for the Patreon and stay in the Patreon. Because I'm going to have a little something in there for everybody. You feel me? So with that being said, man, it's the Fat Mac, the Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com, along with my co-host, man, Tony Maceo, Zatoichi, Magneto, nigga Fucius. And once again, I'd like to give a shout out to MGTOW Fox, man. This has been a pleasure, man. This will set the tone for my day. It's going to be a very good day, man. No doubt. No doubt. And I'm out. No doubt. And I'm out.